Can I be honest with you for a minute? I know you're listening to this podcast because you want to create consistent content for your business. But here's what I'm hearing from so many of you in my DMs, my emails, and the comments that we get on YouTube. Crystal, I start content projects, but I never finish them. Or I feel so overwhelmed by all the moving pieces. Or I publish when I find time, which is basically never. And then this one here really gets me. I spent hours perfecting a post and it got 3 likes. Does this sound familiar? Because here's the thing. You're not broken and you're not lazy. You just don't have a system if you find yourself saying some of these similar things. So this is why I created the Prep'em Method Guide. This is the exact 5-step framework I've used since 2018 to create over 1,500 podcast episodes and 600 YouTube videos consistently, without the chaos, without the overwhelm, and without spending 12 hours editing one piece of content. This isn't about working harder. It's about working smarter with a proven system that gets your content from idea to published and actually get seen by your audience. So this guide breaks down exactly how much time to spend on each step. And trust me, you're probably spending way too much time in the wrong places. So if you're tired of the content creation hamster wheel and ready to finally get consistent, go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em. That's PREPM, and download your free copy right now. Stop letting great content ideas die in your drafts folder. Your audience is waiting for what only you can share. So go to crystalprofit.com/prep'em and get your Prep'em Method Guide today. Okay, let's get back to today's episode. People have asked me, Crystal, how have you been consistent? You've never missed a week of publishing your podcast. You've never missed a week of putting out YouTube content, sending your newsletter, posting on social in some capacity. Like, how has this happened? It's systems and workflows. Like, if you want the magic formula, like, that is the magic formula. There is no magic formula. It's systems, it processes, and showing up consistently. And the only reason I've been able to record over 1,500 episodes, I was looking the other day, I've posted over 1,000 YouTube videos between shorts and long form content and streaming and all those. Like, I've created a lot of content. And the only reason it is sustainable is because of systems and workflows. Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach you how to start, launch, and market your content with confidence. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of content creation, this is the show that will help be your time-saving shortcut. So let's get right to it, shall we? We're diving into episode 4 of our 5-part series, Why Do Podcasters Ignore Systems and Workflows? Hello, if we have not met, my name is Crystal Profit. And like I said, we have started this 5-part series called Why Do Podcasters Ignore ... And today we are exploring systems and workflows. Now, this is something that I didn't pay a ton of attention to in the beginning, aside from like a literal printed checklist that I put on my desk. I actually put it in my like desk drawer because I was so terrified that someone would walk in and see that I have an actual like 10-point checklist of like, turn on your microphone, make sure it's plugged in, make sure it's on the right setting, make sure it's like, I was legit embarrassed of how detailed I needed to get in this very, very basic checklist. But there you go. I've outed myself. This is exactly how I started. And I can tell you, we are way more complex and a lot more strategic in where we are today with our systems and workflows here at Prophet Media. And I think that podcasters, like, you don't get an easy out just because you figure out how your systems work and how everything operates behind the scenes. Like,
you're going to have some oopsie daisies moments, and you can avoid a lot of those if you do have systems and workflows and how you operate your content. So I'm going to give you a quick overview of all the things we're going to cover today. The first is why podcasters avoid systems. Ooh, going to have some juicy stories and details in that one. Then we're going to talk about simple systems that can make a huge difference. Then we're going to talk about how systems actually help you scale your business, your content, all the amazing things that you're already doing. So let's jump right in, right? So we're going to talk about number one, why do podcasters avoid systems? Let's just call it what it is. It takes work. Right? It's like, it takes work. When people come to me and say, hey, how do you have these systems and processes and these SOPs in place in your business? And I'm like, well, it took work. Like, I had to sit down, map it out. I had to come up with a strategy, or I had to put together the workflow or the system. And then now we operate in within that system every single day. But most people are like, well, I'm just too creative. Like, I don't want to be the organized person. I want to have 50,000 different icons on my desktop, and I want to have 20,000 tabs open at any time because I'm a creative. So, like, I don't have time to deal with organization. That is not going to be your excuse anymore. Okay? That's lazy. I'm going to say it again. That is lazy. That's lazy thinking. It's lazy attitude. And it's not going to be the thing that gets you to scaling your content, scaling your business, and making a bigger impact. Okay. So don't have this like, well, I'm just a creative. I don't have to be organized. Let's leave that for the type A folks who like to, you know, have everything color coded and have systems. No. You are going to be successful when you have color-coded systems and you have things in place that you follow every single time you create a brand new piece of content. Okay? Like, are we in agreement on this? Like, no more excuses, no more lazy thinking. We're actually going to take what you learned from today and implement it so that you can have bigger results through the rest of 2025 and into future years. Got it? Okay. Now, the second one is, I don't have time to build a system, right? This is what so many of you have told me. It's like, I don't have time, Crystal. I don't have a VA working for me. It's just me. I don't have time to do it. And I've heard this said so many times that you need to, and when I say you, I'm talking about you and me, right? I'm talking to myself too, because this is what helped me kind of get my act together and record some of the things that I needed to document in my business. And that was, of course, you don't have time to build a system. You're making it too complicated. You think that you have to sit down and write out an entire Google Doc of step-by-step of everything you have to do, or maybe you have to record a 10-step video course of how your whole business operates. Like, of course that sounds overwhelming. But what you really need to do is say, what are the repeatable processes in my business? And how can I create a system around that? We're talking about tools in a second of how we can actually implement these things, but no longer have the excuse of, I don't have time to build the system. Okay? Say it with me. You no longer have the excuse that you don't have time to build a system. I'm going to help you with this, and I want you to ask questions along the way. So if you're like, that's me, like if you've already like, I've already said I'm not I'm creative and I'm not organized, or I don't have time, like tell me, just tell me in the comments, say that's me. No judgment here. We've all been there, but I want you to see that you are not alone and that other people do this too. And then the other common thing, or the common reason why podcasters avoid systems, they're like, I'll just figure it out as I go. We'll just build this plane as we're flying it. And, you know, who cares if it's going to, like, have this scary nosedive of, like, oh, we're really about to crash, but we'll figure it out as we go. Like, it gives me anxiety just thinking about it. So please don't have this attitude anymore. Even if you've gotten to this point with this attitude, that's okay. Like, we're not going to judge the past. We're going to say from today forward, we're no longer going to have the idea or the identity of I'll figure it out as I go, right? Because this will keep you in the loop of being stuck. It will keep you in a place of feeling disorganized and discombobulated because you haven't taken the time to sit down and get intentional and get strategic and think things through, you're just kind of operating in this like endless loop of, well, this is how I did it one day, therefore this is how I'm going to keep doing it. Please don't do this anymore. So let's move into some of the simple systems that we can use that make a huge difference. And I have to start with our PREPA method. So if you're brand new around here, you may not be familiar with this. That's okay. We have a video right here. We have content that we'll link to in the description that's all about our PREPA method. But what this stands for is plan, record, edit, publish, and market. So if that is literally the only system or workflow that you adopt this year, please let that be something, because it is. It's simple. Like, that's not rocket science, right? Like, that is so simple. Plan, record, edit, publish, and market. Now, these are the five steps that we use here at Profit Media to release any piece of content. You got to record a podcast episode, PREPA method. You got to record a YouTube video, PREPA method. You have to send an email newsletter, PREPA method. Instagram post, YouTube short, like, you get it, right? Like, every single piece of content that we create here goes through the PREPA method process. And it's one of those that you can use. Like, please steal it. I'm not saying that that's like my proprietary thing. Don't touch it. Don't say it. Like, please take this system and implement it in your business today, because that will make all the difference in how you operate your business tomorrow, in 6 months, in 2 years, in 10 years. And you have to start building systems slowly. And I want you, like, they need to be foundational. If you're going to start anywhere with systems and workflows, please let it be something that's foundational to everything else that you do in your business, because you will realize that things become easier the more systems that you have in place. Now, let's talk about some of the other simple systems that can make a huge difference. A content calendar. Y'all, I have content for days about content calendars, whether you want to do it in Asana, you want to do it in a Google Sheet, you want to do it in some other fancy system, like, I don't care, but you need a content calendar. Now, what this is going to help you do, it's going to help you execute your PREPA method. Because where do I go to plan my content? I put it in the content calendar. Where do I go to, when I sit down to record, what am I supposed to record today? I look at my content calendar. When I need to edit something and figure out the next deadlines for editing and publishing, I go to the content calendar. Oh, yeah. And then for marketing, what do I need to talk about on Instagram today? What episode do I need to promote? I go back to my content calendar. So this is a simple system. And like I said, we have tons of resources on content calendars and how they work. And I even have some step-by-step videos that will show you behind the scenes of what my Asana looks like. This is where I plan all my content. And it's where I keep all my notes. It's where I have the due dates for everything. So finding a project management tool that can help you do that, it's going to make all the difference. But like I said, at the end of the day, you could just use a Google Sheet. It doesn't have to be this like very cumbersome process. Just start with something and then go from there. The other thing that's a simple system that you can have are episode templates. Now, episode templates are, you know, very simple. You could just look at it as like, okay, what's your hook of your episode going to be? What's your intro? What are your main points you're going to make? What's your strategic call to action? What are some other things that you need to mention in your episode? Like, those don't change every single episode. I use the same formula, if you want to call it, for every single podcast episode, YouTube video that I put out. And so it's a template, right? So how else can you implement templates in your content? Like, tell me in the comments if you're like, gosh, I wish I had a template for this. Like, tell me in the comments, like, finish, fill in the blank. I wish I had a template for, because I bet you we probably have some somewhere that we can send to you. So let us know what kind of template you're looking for. Are you looking for a podcast episode template? Are you looking for email newsletter templates? Like, let us know, because we have a lot of content. I just saw, like, and I'm looking at my notes, I saw standard intros and outros. We have YouTube videos all about how to record a podcast intro, a podcast outro, what it looks like for solo content or interview content. So make sure you go check those out, because these simple systems can really help you in bigger ways in your content that you didn't even realize were causing you stress or causing you anxiety or making you kind of avoid everything because you don't want to deal with it. And I know a lot of you just nodded. Yep. She sees me. She hears, like, "First of all, are you in my office with me? Do you know the things that are happening in my head?" Yes, I do, because I've talked to hundreds and thousands of creators, and it's all the same, right? Like, if we don't have systems and processes, it can feel super chaotic. So this content here today is meant to help ease you of those common struggles and obstacles. The other simple system that you can implement today is file organization. So several years back, I took a program with Amy Porterfield called Systems at Scale. I actually have like one of her star testimonials, like right on the sales page. You should go check it out. But Systems at Scale was something that helps me understand, like, how to organize my files and systems in a way that would make sense, but also help whenever I go to do a promotion, a launch, or be strategic in where do all my podcast files live? Like, myself and my VA, like, we're in there all the time in our Google Drive and poking around. And I, like, we know specifically, like, hey, go to this file if you want anything related to our YouTube channel. Go to this one if you want anything related to brand pictures and photography that we use for our brand. Like, we have a very specific file organization structure. And again, it was intentional. It was done over time. And it is where we save all of our content. And you don't want it to just be this, like, well, we just throw everything into one folder and then we do a quick search whenever we want to find something. Y'all. That's chaos. That is pure chaos. And it will not be what helps you grow and scale in the future. Because I want you to picture this. Picture this. If you're someone that maybe you have a small team right now, maybe it's you and a VA or an editor of some sort, or maybe a marketing assistant, and it's just maybe 2 to 3 people. But in the future, you're like, I want to scale my business. I want to hit 6 figures, 7 figures, 8 figures. And I want to have a whole team of people that are supporting the business. Do you think that you're going to be able to onboard people and send them to one file and say, good luck? I hope that you find what you're looking for. No, you're not. So implement the file organization today as if you had 20 people working for you and they all had different functions and job families that they had to support and the things that they had to do in their business or in their daily work, their daily tasks. And make a system that makes sense for you, but can also support you as you grow and scale the number of people that you have working on your team. Now, I want to give another quick shout out for the PREPA method. Again, this is something that you can use for how you plan, record, edit, publish, and market your content, right? Like, this is proprietary. I said earlier, I was like, this isn't proprietary. Yes, it is. It's proprietary to PREPA Media, but it's not something that I'm not like, hey, you can't steal this. Yes, like, go take it. It's yours. It's free for the taking, right? It is just the simple step-by-step formula that we follow for every single piece of content here at PREPA Media. Now, let's move into how systems can help you scale. We've kind of touched on these simply a little bit. The first one is helping reduce decision time in what you have to do, and it really makes delegation easier. So I get asked the question all the time, Crystal, how do you batch your content? And the only reason that I'm able to batch content is because I have systems. Because I know when I go to my content calendar, I can look at it and see, okay, these are the next few episodes that are coming up. I can go to Asana and see, okay, these are the deadlines for those. All right, I have a few extra hours to spare on this Friday afternoon. Why don't I just record the next 2 podcast episodes? Or maybe I don't sit down and record them. What if I just plan the next few podcast episodes? Like, that's also batching. It doesn't just have to be about, okay, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to plan and I'm going to record, then I'm going to edit, and then I'm going to schedule it. Like, that's overwhelming. That's overwhelming. I read in this book a long time ago, The One Thing, and I had the pleasure of meeting Jay Papasan. He's one of the co-authors of this book. I met him last summer at a conference, and it was so interesting to pick apart his brain. And we had a coaching call later, and it was so fun. But to think about, like, the one thing that you want to do in your content and or just in your business or in your life in general, And the one thing that they mention in the book is all about task switching. Like, we've said that we can multitask and do all these things at once. But I have found, as someone that's been creating content, I've recorded over 1,500 podcast episodes, and I've been creating since 2018. And the thing that I've learned is actually task switching confuses my brain. Like, as it should. It's very different skill set to sit down and plan an episode versus record it versus edit it versus schedule it in Buzzsprout or YouTube or all the places it's going to be on or marketing. Like, those are all very specific skill sets that you need for all the tasks within the prep and method. So whenever I do have those opportunities for 30 minutes or 2 hours to do something, that's how I can sit down and batch, because I have systems in place that tell me, well, you have this deadline coming up and, oh, you're going to be out of town for a week and a half. So that means you're not going to be recording for a week and a half, and you're likely going to need to record something before that. But also, you're not really going to want to jump in straight when you get back from vacation. So why don't you record the week after that can support you so that you can actually take time off? This is how systems can work for you. And I can see, like, oh, I can actually delegate these other tasks to my VA to handle when I'm on vacation. Like, this is your future self thanking you for having systems and being smart about the things that you're delegating, the things that you're doing ahead of times, or the things that may not even matter in the future. Like, there are things that are obsolete now that we used to do in the past, but once we started dialing in our systems, I was like, oh, we don't need to do that anymore. Or even better, AI, ChatGPT can handle that for me, or I can rely on another tool that helps me do that. But at the end of the day, systems equals sustainability, right? People have asked me, Crystal, how have you been consistent? You've never missed a week of publishing your podcast. You've never missed a week of putting out YouTube content, sending your newsletter, posting on social in some capacity. Like, how has this happened? It's systems and workflows. Like, if you want the magic formula, like, that is the magic formula. There is no magic formula. It's systems, it processes, and showing up consistently. And the only reason I've been able to record over 1,500 episodes, I was looking the other day, I've posted over 1,000 YouTube videos between shorts and long form content and streaming and all those. Like, I've created a lot of content. And the only reason it is sustainable is because of systems and workflows. So I want to know, what questions do you have about workflows, about systems? Which ones do you want to see me create content about? Like, I would love to know. So tell me in the comments what you are most excited about. But as we close out today, I want to say that ignoring systems, like not paying attention to these at all, is a fast track to burnout. And y'all know, you've heard me talk about this. We've had a burnout expert on the show. Like, burnout is the enemy around here. It is the common enemy that we are trying to avoid like the plague. We do not want burnout creeping into your business, creeping into your life, creeping into your content. And so please look at the systems that you need to have. And if you're like, well, Crystal, I don't know what systems I should start with. Where are you the most stressed in your content today? Where are you the most stressed in your business? Those are likely the first places that you need to implement a system and analyze, like, what can I do to make this better? And you don't have to start big. Start small. Tackle those things that are bugging you every day. Or when you sit down to do your business, you do your content, you're like, oh my gosh, this is the thing that's going to make me quit today. Like, hello, that's a red flag that it needs to be addressed. And it needs to be something that you don't keep ignoring, because it's just going to continue to grow and grow and grow until you do eventually hit burnout. So start with something small, one checklist, one template, one item. Maybe it's just organizing one folder on your desktop. Maybe it's one folder within your Google Drive. I don't care where you start, but just start somewhere today. Right now, as soon as you're done watching this video, you can absolutely get into action and do something really simple, because those simple processes can lead to even bigger improvements, and it can really open up space for better content, better results, better interactions with your audience, better customer engagement. Like, who knows what opportunities lie on the other side of organized? Should I just quote myself on that? Who knows what lies on the other side of organized? Like, come on. Like, I feel like I've watched too much of the home edit. Maybe I got that from them. But I mean, if that's not a quotable, like it should be, because it is what we live for around here is organization, systems, processes, and workflows. And I think that it's something that you need to consider today as you work on your business and your content. But that's all I have for you. So make sure you hit that follow or subscribe button wherever you are listening and watching today. And like I said, let me know what systems, what templates, what do you want to know more of? What behind the scenes do you want to see behind our business? Because I would love to share them with you. Make sure you check out the other resources that we have, the other videos, the other content, the other resources that we have, because we want to help you in your content journey and help you with digital marketing that may feel a little confusing or overwhelming. And we want it to be something that's simple and consistent for you. And one last thing, I almost forgot to remind you, next week is our last video in the 5-part series, Why Do Podcasters Ignore? And we are talking about why do podcasters ignore repurposing. So you do not want to miss that. Tune in next week. But that's all I have for you today. So make sure that you hit that follow or subscribe button. And as always, remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere. Hey, Profit Podcast listeners. Thanks for sticking around a little bit after the episode to hear this special message, because I want to hear from you. We are starting a new segment called Fan Mail Shoutouts, and I want to hear from you, and I want to hear your questions. What do you want to know? What questions have you been dying to ask me? So here's how to make this happen. Go to the app where you're listening to this podcast right now. Go there. I'll wait a second. Okay. Now, once you're there, you're going to see a hyperlink at the top of the episode description that says, send Crystal a text message. And that's all I want you to do. Send me a text. It could be casual, informal. It could be totally anonymous. Or if you want, you can include your name and the name of your podcast or content wherever you are creating, and I will give you a special shout out in an upcoming episode. So again, go to the show notes for where you're listening to this episode right now, and it will say, send Crystal a text message, and I cannot wait to hear from you and give you a shout out in an upcoming segment of Fan Mail Shoutouts.